Today celebrates what is known as the Panihati Mahotsav. Panihati is a small village outside of Calcutta, just on the bank of the Ganga. And this was one of the centers of the preaching, the early preaching in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Because although all the devotees wanted to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he took sannyas in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu ordered his right hand, practically speaking, Nityananda Prabhu, to preach in Bengal. He said that there are certain things that only I can do, and I'm not able to do them, so I'm sending you. Because Nityananda Prabhu was so powerful. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Balaram Hoilo Nittai. He is actually Lord Balaram, the brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the brother of Lord Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu preached in this area of Panihati and Kargaha, in Bengal, and Mahaprabhu also did, and Krishnapur, and he made all the people there into devotees of Krishna, and he got everyone chanting Krishna's names in great ecstasy because Nityananda was so potent, because he was carrying he was carrying the same mercy, the same potency as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that potency? That potency is the Vrindavan love that all the residents of Vrindavan have for Sri Shyama Sundar Singh Madhava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's such a special sweetness in that, that it is irresistible. So when those souls living in that part of Bengal came in touch with that mercy from Nityananda Prabhu, it was irresistible, the sweetness of that, and they could not resist it. Nityananda Prabhu would roll on the ground in ecstasy. He would dress in a very opulent way, wearing 9 strands of gems representing each of the 9 strands of bhakti yoga, and he would wear gold and silk, even though he had been a full renunciant. Mahaprabhu ordered him to act in this way just to attract the people. So Nityananda Prabhu would wander in these different parts, these cities up and down the Ganga. So that is one side of what's going on. And the other side is that there is one of the most exalted and intimate devotees of Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, who was serving Swarup Damodar Maharaj Goswami, his name Raghunath Das Goswami. And this, what we're going to hear, and what this festival celebrates, the Panihati festival, is how Raghunath Das Goswami received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he was able to achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if anyone somehow manages to achieve the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he very easily will attain the shelter of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan eternally. So the question is how to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the answer, as we will hear, as exemplified by the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, is that one needs the mercy of the cows in Vrindavan by Govardhan Hill. How nice. Why don't we forget the story and just watch pictures of Govardhan Hill? What do cows say? Not with an Australian accent, though, unless they're Australian cows. Who knows how to make a proper cow noise? I bet Russia does. No. Yeah, now we're going. So it's probably better not to keep it on, otherwise I won't be able to speak. So maybe if you just, if you can hibernate it, now we know it's working, we'll put that off. Okay. And later, so this, it's so nice, Govardhan, isn't it? Especially looking through the leaves of the trees early in the morning and the cows just grazing there. What do you think, Emmanuel? That's that. H, just an H. No? H. No, that's not going to work. Put a star again. Or hit S. Oh, there we go. Something's happening. There we go. Okay, now it's even nicer. Get rid of all those nasty icons. Logging off means, what does it mean? It's just, now, yeah, so we didn't get anywhere. Hit turn off computer, and then hit the S. Just hit S. No, just the S. Yeah, just put it on standby. Okay. Now, input A that's going to turn it on again is at the right time when everyone says, Hari Bol, very loudly. And then that will be the input that will... But now there's no input. So we'll keep it that way for a few minutes. So how did Raghunath Das Goswami attain this position of being very intimate servant of Mahaprabhu, which meant, practically speaking, being in Goloka Vrindavan continuously? How did he attain that mercy? This is important for us to understand because the aspiration should be developing in our heart to do the same thing. If we are intelligent, if we are fortunate, if we are experienced in this world, we should understand, what's the verse? Puna avatuna arjuna. That even if we satisfy every single one of our desires, and most of us have very long lists, from the topmost position, if we attain that, to the lowest position of a little germ in this world, there is no happiness here. We were young, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, we dream, only if this will happen, then I'll be happy, only if I get this, only if I get that, but it is just a dream. It will never become fulfilled. We will never get the happiness that we're seeking. and to become convinced about this is the greatest step forward in one's spiritual life. If we keep holding on to dreams, the only if-then dreams, then we will never be able to go forward in spiritual life. And then at the time, when it's time for us to leave this world, which means death, we're going to be very, very terrified. We're going to be frightened. And we're going to be, in old age, we'll become very cynical and envious of everyone who's young and enjoying, because we're unsatisfied in our hearts. So, an intelligent person hears Shastra properly, associates with devotees, chants Hare Krishna, and he begins to understand that this actually isn't my home. My home is somewhere else. My home is with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, and I want to be there. I want to have that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti vasato bhavato mati kriyatam dari kuti chalabhyate. The tasting, the sweet mellow of our relationship with Krishna. So, these pastimes and this festival honors the way that we can take the method of getting mercy. So let us hear. So there was one devotee named Raghunath Das Goswami. At this time he wasn't Raghunath Das Goswami. His name was just Raghunath. And when he was very young, he had the association of Thakur Haridas. And Haridas Thakur taught him about the holy names and Raghunath Das Goswami and about Mahaprabhu. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of two extremely wealthy persons, jamindars, landholders, tax collectors for the land. And they had millions, and it would have been comparative, there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Okay, everyone turn off their mobile phones. Please. And Raghunath, although he had anything on the material level that he could desire, he had no material desires. He had one desire. It didn't mean that he wasn't full of desires, but they weren't on the material level. He was extremely enthusiastic, eager to gain the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, of Mahaprabhu. That's all he wanted. He wanted to be with Mahaprabhu. There was such a loving devotion that he had. He wanted nothing else. So he went to see, after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went to see Mahaprabhu when he had visited in Shantipur, the house of Advaita Charja. And Mahaprabhu, because he kept on running away from home. He was a millionaire, the son of a millionaire, and his parents would give him anything, everything. And he just kept on running away from home. And do you think his parents were thinking, oh, how nice it is that our son is running away from home? No. They wanted to entangle him in the family business, make him miserable like they were miserable, and wanted him to become entangled in material life and become inherit the thousands and thousands of hectares of land that was theirs, married, have grandchildren, etc. This is what they wanted for him. He had no interest, so he would run away, and they had hundreds of servants, and they would send their servants and bring him back. And then he would run away, and they would bring him back. And then he would run away, and they would send the servants and bring him back. So he was feeling very frustrated because he didn't want material life at all. Most of us want some material life. He didn't have any desire. His heart was so pure. His desires were all on the spiritual platform. He wanted nothing other than love for Sisi, Radha, and Krishna. He would not take any substitute for that. So when he went to see Mahaprabhu in Shantipur, Mahaprabhu said, don't you stop acting like a madman, just running away all the time and coming back. You keep your spiritual life within. Externally, you act like you're a materialistic man, but gramya katha na sunive. Don't listen to any gramya katha, any gossip. The village talk, you know, oh, did you hear what this one's doing? Blah, 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 blah. And this controversy and this problem on this side and change sides and be on that side and blah, 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 blah. No! And don't dress in fine silken clothes. Instead, and don't eat fancy food. Don't make these external superficial things as if they're important to you, because they're not. Rather, you remain neutral, but inside, in your heart, you cultivate your love for C.C. Radha and Krishna. So Raghunath Das, and he said, before long, if you act in this way, you will get the mercy of Krishna. Why will you get the mercy of Krishna? Because this is what you want. Krishna reciprocates. He's so kind. He will give us what we want. Sometimes that is a very dangerous aspect of Krishna. He will give us what we want, because what do we want? This, of course, is the great challenge of human life, is to have our desires that proper, not follow the general mass of people who like sheep are heading into the slaughterhouse. It takes a lot of intelligence to perceive the actual nature of the material world, a lot of spiritual maturity actually. So anyway, Raghunath Das took the advice of Mahaprabhu and he went back to his house and he solved some family problems. And then his father began to trust him. Oh, Raghunath finally is sane. He's become properly materialistic and entangled. They got him married to the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful young girl. And then Raghunath Das thought, enough of this. And he decided to leave again. So we'll pick up, that's where the story begins here that we'll read. So one night he got up alone and he left. But his father caught him in a distant place. He sent his men and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath's mother spoke to his father as follows. Our son has become mad. We should just keep him home. We should bind him up with ropes and keep him and stop him from his madness of trying to follow Mahaprabhu. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences that are equal to the King of Heaven. And his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet, none of this could tie down his mind. How then could we keep him at home by binding him with ropes? If you have wealth and a beautiful, beautiful family, and who will leave home? And if someone wants to leave home with that, and they're cooking very tasty food for him every night, if he's not satisfied with that, then what good will ropes do? Somehow or another, if he can break through those ropes, he can break through any ropes. So he said, what can a father do? My boy has his own karma. So, who can keep home? He said, someone who has been made mad due to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Someone who has caught back the fragrance of Vrindavan. How can he be satisfied with anything of this world? So then Raghunath Das, after trying this again and again, he had an idea. Because he was living in Sri Krishnapur, which was practically walking distance, long walk, but walking distance from the Ganga. Not on the Ganga, but it was walking distance. And on the other side of the Ganga was Panihati, where Nityananda Prabhu was staying. So he had an idea that he would go and see Nityananda Prabhu, who was preaching there. Because he knew that if Nityananda Prabhu, he holds the key that opens the door. Because the door to Mahaprabhu's mercy and the door to Goloka Vrindavan is locked to an ordinary person. We cannot bang on it and bang on it and get through that door. We need the key. And Nityananda Prabhu holds the key. So he decided the next day he would go to see Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Gosai, who is in what city? What town? Panihati. So in the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performance servants and others. Sitting on a rock, under a tree, on the bank of the Ganga, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. That tree is still there in Panihati where Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. And I have a few pictures of that tree. So at the proper time, we will put our input in and we will be able to see that tree, a few pictures of that. Have you been there when you travel? You have been there, of course. You have been there. Have you been there? You have to know. Have you been there? Yes. Go. So Nityananda Prabhu was there, and many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. And seeing the powerful influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. In English, the word for this type of influence is charisma. Sometimes they talk about a charismatic leader. Charisma means power. So Nityananda Prabhu was so effulgent and powerful and attractive that Raghunath Das was astonished himself. So Raghunath Das, he offered his obeisances by falling prostrate onto the dirt at a distant place. And the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, there is Raghunath Das in the back offering you his obeisances. And hearing this, Nityananda Prabhu said, you are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Today, I have caught you. You're a thief. And I shall punish you. Why did he say he was a thief? Because a thief never comes up front. A thief, when he's stealing, he always stays in the back. Let's see who's in the back today. Now I see. The big little thief. The Lord called him. But Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. So this is the perfection. We're all trying to see Krishna, but we can't see him because he's not calling us. But how to act in such a way that Nityananda Prabhu and Krishna will call us, come, and then when we say, no, I'm not qualified, then he will pull us by the hair and put us down and place his lotus feet upon our head. Now, if I was a good soul, I would have a big picture to show you right now of this But I don't. I only have a little picture. This is such a wonderful little picture, though, of Nityananda Prabhu placing, who is so effulgent. Can you see? Okay, you can hold. You can enjoy it. Oh, where? Yes. Yeah, there it is. Yes, the two pictures. Same picture. You don't look here. Look there. On the one on the left. Yes? Far left. Nityananda Prabhu is placing his lotus feet, his effulgent lotus feet, upon the head of Raghunath. And we can be assured that when Nityananda Prabhu does that, Sarvas Siddhi Hoy, all perfection will be there. But it may take a little time. And Nityananda Prabhu continued. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful. And not only was he merciful, he was very funny. And being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. And also being very funny, he spoke it to Raghunath. And when Nityananda Prabhu, he did something, and he made it into a big joke, into a big festival. He said, "You are just like a thief. For instead of coming near, you stay far away at a distant place. And now that I have captured you," and he had indeed captured Raghunath Das Goswami, "now I shall punish you." And what is the punishment? "You make a festival and feed all of my associates yogurt and chipped rice." And hearing this, Raghunath Das was very
happy. Hey, animals!
Yes, he was so pleased. Anandakar, he was full. He wasn't thinking, "Oh, why did he call me a thief? Why is he punishing me? He's making me make a festival. Oh, I've come here to get the mercy and he's making me work. Oh, doesn't he know who I am?" So he said, "Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice, because even though it is winter in Perth, at this very moment on the bank of the Ganga in Panipat, it is very, 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 very hot. Very hot. So yogurt and chipped rice is very cooling. The perfect food for that." So hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. So Nityananda Prabhu was sitting there under a tree with his associates, very effulgent. He caught Raghunath Das and he placed his feet on his head and said, "You're a thief. You make a festival. This is your punishment. Feed us all chipped rice and yogurt." So Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other eatables, and placed them all around. And as soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive, because as soon as there's prasadam, everyone wants to come. And thus, before, only Nityananda Prabhu and his friends were there, his disciples, and then suddenly there were much more people there. All the Brahmins came. "Oh, Raghunath Das is holding a festival. Nityananda Prabhu is holding a festival. Why, I should not come." Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das was... he was more happy. And nothing. "Oh no, more people. This is nothing had it." No. So what did he do? He arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. And in these pots, the Brahmins began soaking chip rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. And here is the key. He was doing what he was doing for the satisfaction of Nityananda Prabhu. This is what Krishna consciousness means. It means to change the center of our life. Because we're all miserably trying to put ourselves in the center. And the result of that is that there's no satisfaction. When we put Krishna in the center, then everything shifts. Everything shifts. Then we're in our natural position. So we would gather all these things to please Nityananda Prabhu. In one lodge, in one place, rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the lodge pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. Because in how many kinds of bananas are there? Sagakola, champakola. How many? Too many. So many. Here we have one word, banana. And that covers everything. We have no idea how many wonderful varieties. What is the best kind of banana for cooking?
Cooking bananas. Huh?
The English name called Kaskala. Kaskala. It's just the kind with the big seeds.
Nothing seeds yet.
Not in that one. See, he knows all this.
This color called Dwara color. The inside has a lot of seeds.
Yeah.
That tastes good.
And what is this champakala?
Champakala look like
finger. Famous. It looks like what?
Finger size.
Finger.
Yeah, so sweet.
So sweet. So very sweet bananas he got. So he got champakala, and then sugar, clarified butter, ghee, and camphor, and he knew just how to make this so tasty, two different kinds. And after Nityananda Prabhu changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahmin brought before him the 7 huge pots of the chipped rice. On that platform, all the most important associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. So then there's a list of all the devotees that have come. Similarly, Ujjarandatta Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform of Nityananda Prabhu. There were so many that no one could count them. And hearing that a festival was taking place, all kinds of learned scholars, Brahmins and Pujaris and priests went there. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. He treated everyone with such honor and respect. This is the opposite of the way the materialistic people want to think. Let me sit on the raised platform and let everyone else, because I am so raised and elevated. But Nityananda Prabhu teaching, even though he was Lord Balaram, he was giving everyone else so much respect. This is the process, the Vaishnava process. Not that we try to show everyone how wonderful we are, but the Vaishnava process is to treat everyone with respect and not require any respect for ourselves. And according to how we are able to do that, we advance in Krishna consciousness. So, you're going to Panihati now. No, only service. So many people came, and everyone who came was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and the other was chipped rice with yogurt. And all the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. So many people. Each and every one of them was supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganga with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice. And there wasn't enough room on the platform, so others went to the bank of the Ganga, and then when the Ganga became full, the bank of the Ganga, then there were so many people that people had to get in the river. It was so full, and they all had their 2 pots of rice, chipped rice. Some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganga, And they were all supplied two pots by each of the 20 men who were distributing the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit, a great, great devotee who lived in Panihati, he arrived there. And seeing the situation, he began, because he had come to invite Nityananda, because Raghava Pandit was famous for cooking. And every year, he and his sister, whose name was Damayanti, they used to make, all year long, they would cook different types of food, and they would package them exactly properly, and they would put them in a bag and store them. And then, during the year, before the Rath Yatra festival, all the devotees from Bengal would go to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would take these bags, Raghava Jali, these bags of Raghava Pandit. All year long he was meditating on giving, on making offerings to Mahaprabhu, not only meditating, but cooking and doing so many things for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. So he, Raghava Pandit, was a great cook. He had wonderful deities. And Damayanti, his sister, was also a great, pure devotee and cook. So Raghava Pandit came to invite Nityananda Prabhu for prasadam. He thought he was going to be giving Nityananda Prabhu prasadam. And when he arrived there, he didn't see just Nityananda Prabhu. He saw a huge festival with thousands and thousands of people going on. And he began to... Yes, he began to laugh. Why? Because he was so happy that Nityananda Prabhu had done this wonderful thing. So, first, he brought all kinds of food for Nityananda, and he gave it to Nityananda Prabhu and distributed to some of the devotees, and he said, "For you, sir, I've already offered food to the deity, but you're engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." And Nityananda Prabhu replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and this evening, it's tonight, I will go to your house and honor the food, the prasadam that you have made." "Why?" Nityananda Prabhu said, "I belong to the cowherd boy community, and therefore I generally have many cowherd boy associates with me. I'm happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river." But Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down. Now he took, Raghava Pandit came to bring him prasada. Now he made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots to give to him also. There were two kinds of chip rice soaked in them. And when the chip rice had begun to be served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in meditation, brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. Then they saw how the others were enjoying the chip rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every pot, Nityananda took one morsel of chip rice and pushed it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food and pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda. And he laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about, because everyone didn't have the ability to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But some fortunate souls could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. And then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and he sat down. On his right side he kept four pots of chip rice that had not been made from boiled paddy, the twice cooked rice not offered. Then Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. And together the two brothers began eating chip rice. It was just a very happy festival. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and he exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. And Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you, chanting the holy name of Hari."
Hari.
Chant, Haribo! Haribo! And immediately when he said this, he said, all of you eat, and as you're eating, in between your mouthfuls, he said, chant Krishna's holy names, Haribo!
Haribo!
And immediately the holy names of Hari Hari resounded and filled the entire universe. And when all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names of Hari Hari and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Yamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and eat chip rice on the bank of the Ganga. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganga to be the bank of the Jamuna. And when the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chip rice and yogurt, sweetmeats and bananas. And as they came, bringing all kinds of food, what did Raghunath Das do? All the shopkeepers, they wanted to take advantage of all the people there. So they came with their products and were trying to sell them. And what did Raghunath Das Goswami do? He bought everything and then fed them the same things that he had just bought from them. So anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chip rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth, and he gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in the other three pots of Lord Nityananda, and the Brahmins distributed to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. So, I want you to just read what happened at the end. There's a little more to tell, but later on, Raghunath Das went to the house of Raghava Pandit after the festival was over, and Nityananda Prabhu gave him Raghava Pandit gave him the food remnants that Nityananda Prabhu had eaten. And then the next morning, after taking his bath in the Ganga, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat the day before. And Raghunath Das went there, and he worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. And through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. And this was his desire. I am the lowest of men. He wouldn't even speak to Nityananda Prabhu directly. He told Raghava Pandit, please speak on my behalf. I'm not qualified to speak to Nidai. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen, and the most condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon. Can a dwarf catch the moon? No. I have tried my best many times, but I have never been successful. He wanted to attain the shelter of Mahaprabhu. Every time I tried to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother, unfortunately, kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain the shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit, and I'm greatly afraid to even submit this prayer to you, I nevertheless request you, O sir, be especially merciful to me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. placing your feet on my head. Give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. And after hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Ramityananda Prabhu smiled. And he told the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. He has everything. He has everything that ordinary people desire and only dream about. But because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, he does not care for it at all. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu said, let every one of you be merciful towards him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who has experienced the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahma Loka, the topmost planet. What to speak of heavenly planets? Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him, and he placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head, and he began to speak. My dear Raghunath Das, he said, since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chip rice and milk. And after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaudahari came here personally to deliver you. Now, rest assured, all of the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you, and he will place you under the charge of his secretary, Sri Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants, and you will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Be assured of this and return to your own home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain that shelter that you long for at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to all of their lotus feet. Wait, now it's time for input. First we'll go to Govardhan. But first let's have some input. Hari Bol! Jai Nityai! Jai Bol! Hari Bol! Jai Bol! We have to get out of this trap. This is very, very simple pictures. But they are very wonderful. This is the tree under which... This is Govardhan Hill. So nice, isn't it? Okay, now go to Picasso. You see that little Picasso? Huh? Yes, right on the desktop. There's a little Picasso sign there. Maybe I should just do it. You see it?
This one?
Yeah, why not? And then right on the top, if that opens... Just get rid of that little okay thing over there. No, we're in the wrong place. There, go to the very top. Go up. Yeah, okay. Now just click the first one and then hit slideshow. slideshow right on top. Somewhere it says slideshow. Yeah, and then we'll... Very, very simple. Raghuraman, why don't you sing a little bit? There's the tree. This is just where Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. With all the devotees. This huge tree. Ganga is right behind over there. Nityananda Prabhu just was sitting. Ganga that's flowing. Samadhi Mandir of Bhagavad Pandit, also on Panihati. transcendental form of Raghunath, of Raghunath Pandit is directly below that tree, the Malachi tree. Every year, Raghava Pandit and Damayanti would cook all this prasadam that would be brought. There's Damayanti cooking. Carrying the prasadam and chanting on the way to Sri Mahaprabhu in Puri. Srila Prabhupada, and the chip rice tasted so incredible and was filled with so much ecstasy.
Thank you. Sip my festival, Pani Hachi Mahotsav Ki Jai. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Now, Arti? What do we do then?
Thank you very much for coming to the festival today. We are very glad to have this festival, so many people coming in. And thanks to, first of all, to Pujan Prabhu.